fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our special guest this week, Steve Dawson, the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. Steve's been telling us really his own personal story. If you didn't have a chance to tune in on Monday or Tuesday, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right there at your computer, download them, put them on your iPod when it's convenient. I know you'll be inspired by the story, especially if you're listening and you're a parent, grandparent, and you're praying for your son, daughter, granddaughter, grandson. Steve's story is just very encouraging. His mother, who was a very strong Catholic, really eventually had quite an impact on Steve's life and the faith. But for years, Steve resisted it and didn't want to follow. He got himself into a lot of different kinds of trouble, as he was mentioning. And the prayers, I think, of his mother and the many people who were praying for him made a huge difference. And I think you'll find it very, very encouraging. So you can go ahead and do that. So welcome back, Steve.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again, Peter.
Yeah, we ended the show yesterday. It was really getting interesting. You were talking about how you had a hunger to share the gospel, to share Christ, to share the grace, the good news that the church brings to the world, but you didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And St. Maximilian Kolbe inspired you because he used to give out miraculous medals to everyone. And you ended with a story yesterday. It was so good. I wonder, and we had to cut you a little bit short, I wonder if you could begin with that story today.
Sure. Yeah. Again, I really felt called to evangelize. I knew that as Catholics, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to share the faith with others. And really, we've been given this great gift of our Catholic faith. The fullness of truth has been given to us. I knew that it was my responsibility to take Jesus' command seriously, to go therefore and spread the good news. But I didn't know how to do it, you know. So I heard the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who would simply give out miraculous medals to those he met. So I would do that. I would give out miraculous medals in the grocery store, or look for just opportunities to give out miraculous medals to just random people that I ran into. And so I was telling the story about how I was at a restaurant. Actually, I was with some friends. It was a big boy restaurant. And we went there, and the waitress came up. She was a 20-year-old girl, and she was very perky. And she said, hey, what can I get you? And we just started, like, chatting her up, you know, and having a good time. And I said, you know, you need a miraculous medal. And she said, oh, what's that? You know, and I pulled it out of my pocket, and I gave it to her, and I said, yeah, you know, in 1830, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine, and she promised that whoever wore this medal would receive great grace from God. And so many miracles have occurred because of it. It became commonly known as the miraculous medal. And I think you need one of these. And she said, that's great. Yeah, I'll take it. My boyfriend is Catholic, she said to me. And I said, well, what's stopping you from becoming Catholic? Have you ever considered it? And she said, you know, I have, but I don't know if I believe all of the teachings of the church. You know, I have some issues, and I just probed her, like, what? And she said, well, like, for example, and she started talking lower, you know, lowered her voice, you know, for example, on abortion. I think, yeah, most of the time it's wrong, but there should be some situations where abortion is okay. It's morally allowable. And so simply, I didn't get deep theological with her. I just said simply, you know, from the moment of conception, a new human life is conceived, is born, is created by God. It's not up to us to decide who lives and who dies. You know, it's just not, that's not our job. That's God's job. You know, therefore, we think abortion is wrong. It is wrong, you know. It's not that just that we think it's wrong. It's wrong. And so she was grateful, and we left, and I thought I'd never see her again. But we went back to that restaurant, my friends and I, and she recognized us when we came in and said, sit down. I have to tell you something. That day that you came in and gave me that miraculous medal, I had just found out I was pregnant. And I was going to have an abortion. But I knew that God had sent you to be a sign for me to keep my baby. And she opened up, she had a jacket on, and she opened up her jacket, and she was clearly far along in her pregnancy. And that baby is alive today. You know, not because I did anything special, but because of the Holy Spirit worked through myself and my friends and through the gift of that miraculous medal. And it was at that time, that was one of the instances that occurred to me that I recognized that two-minute conversations with people that I had never met, God could use those two-minute conversations to change a person's life forever. And that was what kind of started germinating the whole idea about public evangelization, short conversations with people in public that you had never met could be, God could use those.
So good. As you're talking, I have these thoughts go through my mind. One of Pope John Paul II and Redemptoris Missio saying, you know, that evangelization is a real indicator. The desire to evangelize is a real indicator of where our faith is. You know, our faith in God, the desire to want to share. You said so beautifully early, this amazing news, the good news that was in your heart, and you knew what was at stake, and yes, you cared about what's going on in people's lives and how they're responding in this opportunity that they have. And I was thinking, just open my own personal journal, because I just happened to come across this the other day. St. John Chrysostom said, there's nothing colder than a Christian who does not care about the salvation of others. And he said, no one is fulfilling his or her duty as a Christian if they're ignoring their neighbor's salvation. Now, the recent popes have worked so hard to help us to begin to think about this and to be engaged in the new evangelization. And Pope John Paul prayed for, you know, the kinds of new evangelization that's new in its forms and new in its ardor and all of that. And really what you started stumbling into, what Maximilian Kolbe or whoever's leading you, you know, the Lord's leading you, is new forms of evangelization. And so that kind of got you going, sharing the miraculous medal. But it's gotten a lot bigger than that. What's happened in between here?
Yeah. Well, I would say it's not so new. It's really ancient. It's as old as Christianity is, is this public evangelization. We see in right in the New Testament, from John the Baptist out there, right in the public square, so to speak, preaching the good news. And throughout the Gospels, the Jesus himself, the Sermon on the Mount, through into the Acts of the Apostles, we really see this this public evangelization taking place. So there, in a lot of ways, it's been lost, right? And it's so unfortunate that it has been lost. And with this call to the new evangelization, we've been hearing this everywhere you turn on Catholic radio. It's new evangelization this, new evangelization that. Every program that's coming out in parishes is centered around the new evangelization. I mean, you can't be plugged into the Catholic world today and not hear about the new evangelization. But for me, I heard the call to evangelization. I knew that I had a responsibility to my brothers and sisters in the world to share this good news, but I didn't know how to go about doing it. I didn't see any real concrete ways to go about doing it. And I know today that there is a lot of great work being done, but where I was in the circles that I was running in, I didn't see anything. So I figured, well, why don't we just like go out somewhere and just like hand out rosaries and miraculous medals and talk to people. And that's where the whole idea started kind of germinating inside of me. I knew that God could use two-minute conversations to change people's lives. I knew that it was biblical and scriptural and historical to go out into public places and talk about Jesus. I knew that it was in the tradition of the church to do that, but I didn't know exactly how to do it. So I just, you know, I got some friends together and I said, let's go out. Let's do something. Let's just try this. And that's kind of where...
And so you told a story about actually being in a restaurant, taking an opportunity. And then you mentioned as well, you know, you'd give gas station attendants the miraculous medal, different kinds of people. Now, for most folks who are listening, probably think, well, they'd be a little nervous about making any kind of proposal, you know, say, hey, would you like a medal? Would you like that? They wouldn't know. What if people don't want it? What if they reject it? What are they going to do? What would you say? What was your experience? Did you have those same kind of fears at first? Did you have?
Absolutely, and I still do.
Okay.
I still do. I mean, it's those kind of those jitters, like, you know, the devil does not want us to do this. So, and the thing is we can't control our feelings necessarily or the way that we're kind of wired, but we can control what we do. And so I had to really motivate myself. The great thing about the miraculous medal is it made it a little bit easier. You know, it made it so it wasn't so weird to start a conversation, because Like I said, you could just have some in your pocket with some quarters and some change. And when you buy something at the store, you could pull out your change. And then it can be like, oh, look at this kind of thing. You know, look what I have here in my pocket. It's a miraculous medal. Would you like it?
Yeah.
You know, and then go just start doing that and then
it's
go
a real
from
conversation
there.
Starter. It
yeah.
kind of opens up. Yeah, with that, it's a non-threatening conversation starter. It's you're being kind to somebody, you're offering something for nothing, you're not trying to get them to pay for it, you're just mm-hmm. right. And so it makes it a simple
It makes it simpler. It yeah. makes it easier. It yeah. doesn't make it easy necessarily yeah. because you know, you kind of got to get the break out of that kind of mold that we're kind of conditioned to not share the faith or to think that people who share the faith publicly with strangers are kind of wacko.
Yeah. You know just your description of what you were learning, the drive, because you're concerned about the salvation of souls, that was really a driving force in you. And it's mm-hmm. that's a grace. It's wonderful to be able to see that. I think it's a really healthy thing to see that. And just thinking, we talked earlier about Pope Francis's mm-hmm. document, Evangelii Gaudium. And here you are, trying to, on a daily basis, share the faith in some way with people that you could have access to them. And here's the Holy Father. He says to all of us, he says, today, as the church seeks to experience a profound missionary renewal, there's a kind of preaching which falls to each of us as a daily responsibility. It has to do with bringing the gospel to the people we meet, whether they are our neighbors or whether they're complete strangers. This is the informal preaching which takes place in the middle of a conversation. Being a disciple, he said, something along the lines of what a missionary does when he visits a home. He said, being a disciple means being constantly ready to bring the love of Jesus to others. And this can happen unexpectedly in any place, on the street, in a city square, during work, or even on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned to you, and this is the most kind of specific, detailed, practical encouragement yet to date I've seen in a formal papal mm-hmm. document about how to do it, where to do it, what to do. And that's exactly what you've been experiencing doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really encouraging to when Pope Francis's Evangelii Gaudium came out, The Joy of the Gospel. We were very excited to read everything in there. And we said, look, this is us. This is us. This is what we're doing. He's encouraging us and people like us, you know.
Yeah, it's a commercial for your ministry. Yeah. Steve, we just have a minute here. I wonder if you have a word of encouragement for people who are listening. So, you know, I really do want to do it, but gosh, I feel that same kind of inhibition within me.
Yeah. Well, I would just say that it can be scary, but just kind of just do it. Like, just pray for the grace of courage and you know, just start small. Just pick somebody and start with your friends or your family. I started with my friends. I would give out miraculous medals to the Catholics I knew.
Yeah.
I'd say, and that's where I started. And I started gaining more and more courage. And really, I encourage starting with the miraculous medal. And they can come to our website, streetevangelization.com. We have a store. We sell bulk miraculous medals for people to hand out.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you said it. Say that again, the address?
Streetevangelization.com.
Streetevangelization.com. There's a lot of good stuff there, friends. And you can see what they're doing in their ministry if you want to find out more about it, and you can get in contact with them through it, and it's a ministry that's growing, and the Lord might put it on your heart to be a part of that very thing. So thanks for tuning in today. Steve's going to be with us again tomorrow, so have your friends tune in. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.